AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The White House is lamenting the death of a 70-year-old American-Israeli woman who was believed to have been taken hostage by Hamas in October. Officials at the kibbutz where Judith Weinstein and her 73-year-old husband had been taking a walk on October 7th now say both were actually killed that day. It had been thought that they were being held hostage because Hamas militants took their bodies. The death toll is growing on both sides of the Israel-Hamas war, our Karen Chamas reports.
1,200 Israelis were killed in the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. More than 160 soldiers have been killed since the ground operation began. In Gaza, more than 21,000 Palestinians have been killed.
The U.S. military is announcing a big change in criminal prosecutions. Now, allegations of sexual assault and other crimes will be investigated by independent lawyers instead of military brass. That was something sought for years by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
You have lost the trust of the men and women who rely on you.
A federal judge in Georgia is accepting new maps for voting districts, even though they still favor GOP candidates in some regions. Voting rights groups were seeking more minority representation. According to new census data released today, the world population has grown about 1% in the past year for a total of 8 billion people. And on January 1st, the U.S. will be home to just under 336 million. That's an increase of about 0.5%. The makers of weight loss drugs like Wegovy and Zepbound are pushing Medicare administrators to allow recipients to get those prescriptions. But research shows the cost of covering those drugs is so steep, it could push Medicare's already shaky bank account over the brink. This is AP News. A South African playwright, best known for creating the hit Serafina, has been killed in a car crash.
Renowned playwright, producer, and composer Imbongeni Ngema was killed Wednesday in a head-on crash in South Africa's Eastern Cape. Ngema was best known for creating Serafina. Serafina first premiered on Broadway in 1988. Then it was adapted into a musical drama starring Whoopi Goldberg in 1992. Ngema went on to win more than 20 awards across the world. Ngema was 68 years old. I'm Donna Warder.
More than 40 people have been killed in Liberia after a tanker truck crashed on a roadway. People were trying to scoop up some of the spilled fuel when that tanker suddenly exploded. I'm Jackie Quinn. AP News.